Welcome to MMAMadhouse.com Live, episode 98. Yeah, close to that 100. Shout out to our sponsors. Starting with our brand new sponsor, brand new this week, RevolverMMA.com. Check those guys out. Thank you so much for joining our team. That's RevolverMMA.com. Also, Brassbound World, Brawl Base, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, Razorware, Intimidation Clothing, Tank Crimes, Global MMA Consulting, No Pain, Just Glory, Central Oregon Trike, Combat Sports Insurance, Vision Smoke Shop, 24 and LV, Draco Sports, Triumph Fitness, and Big T's Nightclub. How's it going, brother?
What's up? Oh, my favorite sound, man. Crow in the morning.
Wonder if LeBox is back from getting his rock star. Guess we'll find out.
Well, I'm a poor man. I feel no pain.
He had to run to like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, he needs a rock star because he is a rock star.
Yeah. You with us, LeBox?
Always. I just have to walk out to my fridge. I have a case of them in the refrigerator at all times.
Oh, okay. You made me nervous. Dude, I thought maybe you had to, like,
Rockstar should be sponsoring me.
Dude, I was about to say, are they sponsoring you?
I think that they should start. I'm going to work
hey,
on
for
that.
For anybody out there who works for Rockstar, Lafaki supports your product 100%, and so would Madhouse if you were to jump on board.
That's very true.
Speaking of energy drinks, you know, I've been trying to find us an official drink for, what, half a year now? What's going on? Rockstar, yeah, that'd be a great one.
We love Rockstar. Hey, I'm not going to mention their name, but you know who I'm talking about, the last company me and you had talked about. Wow, those
guys.
Yeah,
the ones that came, the ones that came very close to becoming our official drink.
Yeah, wow, man. I've actually had some of their drinks lately because they're sponsoring some local MMA. And they sent a bunch of cases, and I ain't gonna lie, Carl, that's some good shit, bro.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
I know. I wanted to tell you it tastes like crap, and I fell asleep.
They're doing good things, you know, for local MMA. It's all good.
It is.
That's how I roll today. I'm just a jerk today. Sorry.
Why is that, Carl? Did it start snowing in Canada already?
Hey, LaFox, you need to watch that S word, okay? Yeah. I don't like hearing it. We
really
get it Saturday.
On my motorbike today, man.
Dude, come Sunday, Monday, Central Oregon's supposed to have snow.
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah,
I gotta think
of balls
in Central Oregon.
Yeah. I love Central
What's
Oregon.
What's the weather been like over there before I drive over the mountain here in 48 hours?
It's been, other than a little bit of rain, man, we're like upper 50s, like the 20s at night.
That's just some bullshit, man. I hate this weather.
Dude, you know, though, I'll take it. You know, tomorrow's going to be like 75 for some weird reason.
Yeah, no, I like that. I'm not afraid of 75. I am afraid of 20.
Don't worry. We got you set up, man.
I don't have whales and blubber down here to, like, keep me warm like they do up there in Canada. I'm not carving out a walrus or something.
Before you start talking shit, how can Carl be kicking everyone's ass at fantasy football? The dude doesn't even know what football is.
I joined that because
you guys basically forced me to. And, yeah, man, I have no idea.
And you're
beginner's luck.
Beginner my ass. You're setting us all up.
That's what I told you guys he was doing. He told me when I first talked to him that the NFL was his first true love and the MMA was his dirty little whore of a mistress.
That's funny shit there. Bill Miner, put your hands up, cocksuckers.
Hey, we got a big weekend of fights this weekend, man. Cage Rage 6, that's going to be a barn burner. I was kind of disappointed to hear, though, that Morgan's fight was canceled with Sandy Bag. I just like got confirmation on that here a couple hours ago from Morgan. I asked him if he was ready for another fight.
Hey, don't forget, same thing this weekend, Cage Fire Radio host Caitlin, she's going to be down at Backwoods Beatdown at the Animal House in Hubbard, Oregon, for a kickboxing smoker event put on by Enoch Wilson and the team over there at Animal House, or KO Animal House Fitness. And speaking of, she's going to be dropping some new articles, everybody. One on her guest last night, the amazing Jacob the Bull Brown, a 9-year-old Brazilian jiu-jitsu phenom who is now falling in love with judo as well. And she's going to be dropping an article on Chad Mertz's fight for Budo Fights this weekend, which you can find Lapaki and myself at. Actually, you can catch us this weekend doing some live video streams covering the event leading up to it, our thoughts on fights and everything.
Yeah, buddy. I was also disappointed, though, to hear that one of the fights I was really looking forward to on that card was pulled off a couple of days ago.
Well, you know, I was telling you before we got on air, I'm super excited to see, you know, Derek back on Budo Fights with us. Everybody out there, you fans, you know him as the and guy. And he's bringing a pretty little Rat Pack crew. So he's got some things to talk about coming to some of the fights that he lost. I think you'd be real interested in Lapaki as well as the fans. And speaking of rock stars, we got us one tough, tough guy coming out of the north up there, and Tyler Spencer. Tyler, you there, buddy?
Yeah, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good, brother. You're on with Lapaki, Skippy on Madhouse Live. Lapaki and myself, we're huge fans of what's going on up there. We're super excited to see that this great event, but Cage Rage 6, but I understand that it's not going to be the best event for you anymore.
No, I just got word about probably an hour ago that my opponent had hurt himself, so unfortunately he had to pull out, and now we're not doing it anymore, so.
Well, will you still go to weigh-ins and be prepared in case they find a last-minute substitute?
Oh, hell yeah, and I'm always prepared. We train too hard down at the Independent, and it's kind of heartbreaking, you know, but I'm just kind of keeping optimistic. Hopefully they'll scan me something. I mean, that's part of the game, I guess. Wish him a speedy recovery, but, and I'm ready to go all the time. I'll fight whoever, you know, it's part of the game, it's the way it goes, but yeah, man, always prepared, and hopefully, you know, head up there and see what they got for me, so.
Who are your running scheduled to face?
Jake Radinsky, I believe. I probably butchered his last name, but yeah.
I think you're right. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, how close to weight are you? I know you guys
I'm spot on. Yeah, I'm spot on. I just kind of, you know, regulate what I eat and stuff. Unfortunately, I'm a shorter heavyweight, so, I mean, I'm only 5'9", so my weight's not really, it doesn't fluctuate too much, so I'm usually spot on. So right now I'm about 255, so that's all right, right where
I
want to be.
I got to tell you, don't ever, and everyone listening, don't let that size fool you, man, when he talks about height. Me and Lapaki last week watched another event from Canada with basically a Guido from the Bronx facing like a Nord god, and it was one of the greatest fights I've ever seen, man. It was an amazing fight, so I'm bummed that
You're talking about Rumble in the Cage, Skippy, with Emma Yet and I can't say, I don't want to say the other guy's name because I'm an embarrassed.
Is it Ilzelburn or something along those lines? But yeah, that's the fight I'm referring, and I'm bummed because I know that you guys have Cage Rage 6 will be streamed for free all through the world for fans, and you'll be able to go to madhouse.com. Now, if you're not going to get to fight, are you still got some teammates fighting on the card that you're going to support?
Oh, yeah, we still have Sook Gill who's fighting on the card, so to the best of my knowledge, nothing's happened there, so yeah, no, hopefully you go down there. We like to keep our gym a family event, so hopefully all of us go down there and support Sook. I mean, tragedy would happen to me. I mean, not really tragedy, but it's just kind of heartbreaking, and hopefully we'll all just get up there and support Sook and watch him pull up the W, so.
Well, you know, how is it training with another guy at the same time getting ready? Do you prefer that? Do you like that regimen?
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, kind of independent. We got a lot of top fighters right now. We got a top three heavyweight, a couple other top guys, and so it's kind of nice because the last little bit we've all had guys that are having fights coming up soon. So our training camps just get, I mean, when there's one guy, everyone comes out and we support him and we train and we beat him up and we get beat up. And, I mean, when you got teammates fighting, the intensity just kind of goes through the roof. I mean, everyone's kind of hungry and everyone wants to, you know, work hard, get the W. And our coaches down there, they push us so hard and they don't let us slack. So usually it's a lot harder when guys are fighting, but yeah, it's pretty nice actually. It's good. I mean, Sook's a tough guy and he trains hard and he works hard outside the gym. He works hard. Teammates do. So yeah, the intensity is pretty big.
Now, for a lot of the fans out there, you know, right now they're jumping on Google and they're like, oh, who's this guy? Who's this guy? For any of the fans out there, maybe in the South, you know, United States or overseas listening, tell them a little bit about you, your record, where you're training out of, maybe a little bit about your athletic background.
Yeah, all right. I've been training for like 3 years down at independent MMA. My record's 0-1, amateur, unfortunately. The first fight I had was Hard Knocks 1. I don't know if you've ever heard of Hard Knocks up here in Calgary. But,
tough fight.
My first opponent was 6'6", and it was just a hard-nosed fight. I don't know. I just kind of got into MMA. I played football. I mean, Canadian football. I mean, you guys are probably going to laugh at that. But grew up playing that for 7 years, played some rugby, played Team Alberta Rugby up here, and just kind of was looking for the next big thing, and MMA was it. I mean, I grew up watching it and stuff, and I mean, it just seems like the next best athletic thing to do and next contact sport I'd like to try, and I just kind of got hooked ever since, and yeah, just been kind of going with it. So yeah, I mean, the guys at Independent became a family, so we've just been just working and training and having fun. So I mean, nothing special, just kind of, yeah, that's a little bit about me, just kind of trying to break out into the scene.
You know, some of the Canadian fans say you're a pretty badass at the CFL.
Oh, no, I didn't play in the CFL. I just played high school football here.
Ah, well,
Kippy got heckled again by Carl.
Well, I assume CFL was the Canadian Football League.
It
so
is.
Maybe it,
no.
You know, I maybe...
Yeah, that is...
Go ahead.
No, hey. I just played high school ball.
Hey, Tyler, how much fun is it up there?
Yeah.
I mean, getting to step in the cage. Well, not getting to step in the cage. I mean, I understand that. But typically, like, I mean, how much fun do you have inside the cage?
Oh, it's a ton, man. Like, it's a rush at first. I mean, the second, like, it's hard to explain. Like, if you've never done it, like, when you go out, you feel like such a badass. Like, everyone's cheering for you. You get in the cage, and the door closes, and then you're kind of like that moment where you're like, what am I doing with my life? Like, is this okay? Like, and then the ref asks you, you know, I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but for me, and then the, you know, the ref's like, are you ready? And I was like, well, is there an exit? Can I get out of here? Can I scale the cage? But, you know, you touch gloves and you eat that first little punch and, it's pretty much, you know, everything out the window and just kind of hopefully hang on to the little bits of training you pick up and hopefully, just do your gym proud. I mean, that's the main thing. You just want to go in there and make your gym proud and make your coaches proud and make your family proud.
Yeah, I always thought it'd be funny kind of if, like, you know, when the ref's always like, are you ready? Are you ready? What would he do if some guy says, no, I'm not quite ready yet?
I would probably envy that guy that he had the balls to do that. That's probably the hardest thing to do than say, yeah, like, you're finally there, and then just say no. I'd be like, wow, that guy's probably, he probably shouldn't fight because he'd kill his opponent. He's too crazy.
She was like, no, I need a few more minutes to get ready. Can we just hold on a second?
Yeah, can I go hit some more pads in the back, please?
I need some more Vaseline. So now, do you prefer striking, grappling, or are you just really comfortable at both in both spectrums of the sport, or is there one that maybe brought you into the sport more?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been kind of like a rough tumble guy. Like, I like to hit, and so naturally, that boxing is kind of my standout, I guess, if I could pick one. Luckily, our coaches at Independent are great at leveling us out, where we don't get too much involved in just, okay, I'm straight up a striker, or I'm straight up a jits guy, or a wrestler. I mean, they do a really great job at just leveling us out and making sure that we're all around ready. But, yeah, for myself, I just say I really like the feeling of punching someone in the face. Like, there's no submission like punching someone in the face. So I would have to say I'm more of a, stand-up kind of boxing, a little bit of kicking guy.
I wanted to ask this question. Would you rather make a guy submit to strikes by tapping out while you're punching him in the face, or just knock him out cold?
For me personally, it all depends on the pre-fight talk. I mean, if he likes to run his mouth a little bit, I'd like to make him submit to strikes. But the knockout is that's the one that gets the ladies, man. Like, when someone sees you knock someone out, that's the one that gets the ladies. My wife's going to kill me for saying that. But...
right.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your priorities right, man. I like that. I do this for the love of the game. No, you're doing it to get laid or get a paycheck.
Exactly. I'm a heavyweight, short, chubby kid, man. I don't have the much luck with the ladies, so if I can get a knockout with that, I'm pretty good.
That's great.
Now, how are the after parties up there in Canada after a night of fighting?
Pardon me? Sorry?
How are the after parties after a night at the fights up there in Canada?
to be honest, my experience isn't that great. Like, I just went to a pub, had a couple beers, and passed out because I'd just been working so hard. And I think I had... Granted, it's Canadian beer, so, I mean, if you guys have ever had that, it's a little bit different. But I've had about a couple pints and just got tired and passed out. But I've heard some pretty, pretty good stories. But I don't know if I'm allowed to elaborate with them.
You can elaborate, bro.
No, they're pretty straightforward. I mean, we hit up the clubs afterwards and just party it up. I mean, it's nice because down at the gym there, our coaches push us pretty hard, and not in a bad way, but they just want to see us do the best and make the gym proud. I mean, that's one of the main reasons we're fighting there, is just to put our gym on the map. It's nice to let loose afterwards. So shit gets a little bit crazy. I mean, some people have ended up in the drunk tank, and it's a good time. Fighting hot dog vendors, so that's about as far as we'll go with that one.
Fighting hot dog vendors. Now that's a classic night.
You got
a little insight. Why would you want to fight a hot dog vendor at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Apparently there was an other altercation, and someone else, and the hot dog vendor got involved. So I have no other info on that one. I guess it might have just been an innocent bystander trying to do the Good Samaritan thing. I'm not too sure. We get crazy up here in Canada.
Now, Tyler, you train with a guy that's been on my radar in the heavyweight division up here in Canada for about the last 4 or 5 months, Shmi Alino.
Yeah.
How beneficial is that to you to have another heavyweight that you can actually go with and know that, you're not just in there ragdolling some guy. You're in there with a guy that can dish it just as good as he can give it, or, I mean, take it.
I think he dishes it more than anyone can give it to him up there at the gym. I mean, Smolino is a young kid with a bright future, man. I learned so much from that kid, man. It's really nice. Like, I just been thinking lately about my fighting stuff, and I was just like, man, like, the quality of guys we have down at Independent MMA is just incredible, especially as a heavyweight. It's hard to find heavyweights to train with that are consistent or that pose a great threat, because a lot of heavyweights aren't that athletic, but that kid's all around, man. That kid is one of the most athletic guys I've seen, like hand speed like crazy. He's a great training partner, great person to have around. Lots of laughs from him, so man, he's a good kid, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really impressed with his last two fights, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what else he can do.
Yeah, I mean, we all are too, man. We just
go ahead, finish.
Oh no, I was just saying we're all excited for him too, and just he's just like one of the family, man. So we all like to push him hard, and he pushes us hard. So it's good, man.
Now, if things don't happen to fall correctly this weekend, and you get to fight.
Yeah.
Seeing as you just went through a camp, are you going to be looking for those short-notice fights that people are trying to fill next weekend?
Oh, heck yeah, man. Like, anyone, like I said, I've been training hard. I'm not scared of anyone, man. I'll fight whoever. So I'm definitely down to brawl with anyone, that's for sure, man. Like, anytime, anywhere, I'm good. So that's kind of the thing our coaches teach us down at Independent, and they just love to ingrain that in our heads, man. We like to give out tough fights, and we like to get the fight of the night. So that's definitely what I'll be looking for if I have the opportunity within the next month, year, whatever, man. Like, I'm ready to go whenever, so definitely.
Well, you know, it's truly a bummer that we're not going to get to see you fight. I'll be honest, your mentality sounds like you're going to put on a show anytime you go. I like your attitude. Is there anything in the future that's in works right now that maybe you could tell the fans about that we don't know?
I know there's a couple cards coming up. I can't speak for them, and I can't speak for my coaches and my managers. But I mean, hopefully within the next couple weeks, there's a couple big cards coming up in Calgary here. So hopefully I can hash that out with and get on one of those cards and maybe give a show. So That's what I'm here for, man. I understand it's an entertainment sport, and our coaches train us hard, and we train hard down at Independent. So I've been in wars, man, and I'm ready to war. I'll war on 2 days' notice. I'm cool with that. So, yeah, man, hopefully within the next couple weeks something will come up. I'm not really a social media guy, but I'm planning on getting on Twitter. So if you follow our Twitter, the Independent MMA Twitter, I'm not too sure what it is because I'm not a social media guy, but you can probably pick it up on our website at independentmma.com and pick that up, and hopefully I'll be on there. So if anything pops up, it will either be on our website or our Twitter account, and maybe I'll go out and grab my own Twitter just, you know, to keep you guys informed, just for you guys, I think.
Dude, I'll tell you what. First of all, you were right. It is independentmma at Twitter, everyone. I think it's a smart thing today. A lot of the big corporations out there who put on MMA are very into the social media, and they actually, you know, you look at the Zuffa deal, every single time they walk out, they slap that little, Twitter account name across their weigh-in.
Yeah, man.
So it's become really important. I definitely think you should hop on it. Yeah, you know, the fans would love to know more about what you're doing and your fights and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, before we run out of time,
sure.
I want, you know, go ahead, run out of any, you know, sponsors, anybody you want to thank, any information you want to get out to the fans so they can find you.
Oh, yeah, man. I just first off like to thank our sponsors, just Hype MMA Clothing. George is awesome. Thanks to Victory Mouthguards for pumping us out mouthguards so we don't lose our grills in there. And Dr. Ron down at Optimum Wellness, just cracking the backs and making us feel good. So that's awesome. I mean, probably the best way to see what I'm up to is go on independentmma.com and or check out our Twitter. Hopefully I'll be getting mine. So if you see anyone pop up with the name Tyler Fat Jesus Spencer, that would be me. So, yeah, let's guys hook that up.
I love it, man. That's the greatest Twitter name. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to get that one, hopefully. Keep your eyes and ears open. Hopefully I can give you guys some laughs, too. That's kind of my game, so.
I'll tell you what.
You're a comedian outside of the cage and a killer inside of it.
Yeah, hopefully a little bit of both. I mean, yeah.
Hey,
once the door closes, I think I... Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's kind of the way we like to keep it down at Independent MMA too, man. Like, just keep the laughs going. If you're laughing, you're training hard, and you're having a good time, you're going to want to train hard. So that's kind of my philosophy, man. So I just like to keep everyone laughing.
Who are the coaches up there at Independent?
We got Keegan Hannig, and we got Frenchie Garon. Keegan's our MMA stand-up coach. We got Frenchie, who's our cardio conditioning ground coach. We got, they're going to kill me because I don't know all their last names, but we got Dave Bastian, who's our Muay Thai coach, Vlad Goldstein, our boxing coach, and, oh, man, so sorry. I'm drawing a mind blank. Oh, man, he's going to kill me on Wednesday. man, I train all the time. Ground. Oh, man. He's going to kill me. I forget. Our English jiu-jitsu coach. Oh, man. He's going to kill me so bad.
Kevin,
oh my God, Kevin, I'm so sorry. Please don't kill me on Monday or Wednesday or when I show up, if I ever show up again. Hey man, you guys gotta give me a break. I get punched in the head. If you guys see me fight, you know why I'm slow, okay?
Tyler, you can just blame me, bro. I asked that question, and you know, I put you on the spot on that one, man. You can just tell the coach that I can come up and he can choke me out for you.
and who could be mad at anybody with the Twitter handle Fat Jesus? Come on now, that's sick.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you gotta love it.
Dude, that's classic. That's so, like, dude, you let me know as soon as it's up and running. I will share the hell out of that.
I will. I'll make sure I hook you guys up right away.
Dude, yeah. Well, look, we're going to have to wrap up. We got about 2 minutes left, and, you know, once again, I really appreciate you taking the time. I hope everything goes good and some guy shows up to fight you. You know, if not,
yeah, thank you, guys.
We'll be looking for the rest of your other teammate who will be going to war at Cage Grade 6.
Yes,
so
feel
you guys can, yep. Yeah, you guys can all go and watch it for free. The stream will be a link up on madhouse.com, Element Club Bar, Element Club and Grill, sorry. On Ustream will have it, so you guys get out and support some local MMA.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Go watch Sook Gill pull out the win, guys. He's going to be exciting. He's a good fighter.
Is he more of a sub guy or a striker, Tyler?
I don't know if he'll kill me if I divulge that information, maybe.
He's
good everywhere, man.
Okay, just tell Carl in the screening room after you bounce out. That way the public won't hear. Just tell Carl. Carl will pull you into the screening room, and you can just tell him, and then he'll tell me.
Okay.
I've seen Sook go, man. He's a beast. He's the full package.
Yeah.
He's got everything.
For sure.
It doesn't matter where the fight goes. Yeah. He's ready to rock.
Hey, man, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time. Like I said, man, it was really cool to meet you, and we hope to have you on again, man. And everybody out
there,
hopefully Fat Jesus on Twitter, coming soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully nobody steals that.
Look me up, guys. Yeah. I know. Oh, I got to get on this right away. I'm sitting in front of my computer. I should hook that up.
Here's what you do. Flip on the live stream. Listen to it while you're on the computer. Listen to the rest of the show. Because in a few minutes, we're going to have Greg McFarlin coming on. And this cat is tearing it up in Utah. You might want to hear about him.
Sweet. Heck yeah. For sure, guys.
I appreciate it, brother.
No, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Carl, man, that was a great hookup, man. And Cage Race,
thanks
to all those fans out there.
Dude, that guy was cracking me up, dude. Hopefully he jumps on that Twitter
handle.
Dude,
he's cracking the listeners up.
I can't wait to meet him at the weigh-ins.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Oh, you're gone, Carl?
Oh, yeah, I'll be at Cage Grades, man. That's the closest show that I ever get to go to. It's only like an hour and 15 minutes away from my place.
You're not
going to
be staying at the McDonald's parking lot?
No, not that time, man. This is one of the rare events that isn't either 3 hours, 6 hours, or 9 hours away from my house. This one's nice and close.
See, that's exactly what I say about Budo fights, man. It's like a two-hour drive, two-hour and 20-minute drive. It's peaceful. It's through the mountains. As long as they got the road fixed, everything should be great.
And who doesn't want to drive 2.5 hours to see the greatest amateur promotion in Oregon? And speaking of great fighters who are going to be fighting on some great cards, and Lebaki, Carl, both of us, we've seen many of the Steel Fight Night events put on
Steel
down there
Fist,
in Utah.
Sucker. Steel Fist. Come on, man. I know you've been working all day, but come on, bro. Come on. Come on.
What did I just say then?
Steel Fight.
Oh, I forgot the fist part. Steel
yeah.
Fist Fight Night. We've got a guy who's going to be on that card, you know, and I'm definitely excited to bring him on. You ready, Lebaki?
Well, you know that Jana Schilling's shaking her head at you messing that up. Hi, Jana.
You know, hey, look, I got dyslexia or something. I don't know. What do you call it when you forget a word?
It's called dementia. At your age, that starts to set in.
Well, let's bring Greg on, man. Let's introduce him to the world, man, because he's got a pretty interesting fight coming up I'd like to talk to him about. Greg, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. You're on with Lepaki Skippy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, no,
hey, thanks for joining us, bro.
Yeah, man. I actually just stepped out of the steam room, shedding off my last little bit before my fight for weigh-ins tomorrow.
Oh. So we're kind of like a bright spot in the day for you right now, where you're like, no steam room for a few minutes. I can, like, breathe regular air, not be soaked in sweat. It's got to be
right.
A good feeling.
Right. You know, I'm doing great, feeling good, been training hard, and just looking forward to the buffet after weigh-ins tomorrow.
Well, that's, you know, you've got a really interesting fight in my mind. And obviously, I know that this is probably one of those fights that a fighter trains a little extra hard for and puts a little bit more behind. Because if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, for sure. Especially on a rematch with a guy like Troy Dennison. Because I know he's been working hard. Last time we fought, the fight went my way. And this has been a rematch that's been kind of in the working for about two and a half years. And I mean, you know, I respect Troy. He's got great work ethic. He trains out of a great camp up there at Mushin, you know. And this one, we both, you know, kind of been hashing out back and forth on Facebook. We're trying to make it the fight of the night.
That's cool. Now, have you been, you know, have you seen any of the fights maybe in the last 8 months, 12 months of his to see his progression as of late?
You know, I don't really buy into a lot of that. I mostly train my game, and I go in there and try to be game wherever the fight takes me. You know, I've been in the game for a long time. You know, I started training jiu-jitsu in 2001, 2002, had some amateur fights, and then went pro in 06, and just kind of, like I said, I don't really buy into the lights and the crowd, and I fight my game.
Now, well, I have a question, because the thing that I remember the first time I saw, like, I pick a lot of fights, Greg, and I remember the first time I saw you had the mustache. But you don't get the credit that some of those guys up on the bigger cards do about for their mustaches. Are you still sporting that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll never shave my mustache. No, I'll never shave my big twisty whiskers. That's kind of like my staple.
That's sick, dude. You know, I think it's funny because my wife, and I tell my wife all the time, you know, she's always asking me, why do you grow such big mutton chops? And I'm, you know, or why do you grow such crazy facial? I'm like, man, in the 60s and 70s, mustaches like yours and big mutton chops, they were like what everybody had. They were cool. They were, you know, people loved them, but they went away. And it seems facial hair is coming back. And I love the fact that you rock that stash, bro.
Hey, man, my dad's a mule skinner and a coal miner. I'm the country boy. You know, I grew up in a town with 125 people, and, I mean, I represent.
You definitely do. You know, seeing as you fought for a Steel Fist quite a few times in the last few years, how do you like fighting for that promotion?
You know what? Honestly, I feel like Steel Fist is the best promotion in Utah, definitely the best promotion that I've ever fought for. Kevin and Patrick work real hard. They've been real good to support me and kind of bring me out of a kind of a bad place in my life when I was losing a bunch of fights and then came back fighting for them. And you know, they've been really good to me. And I honestly, like I said, they're the best promotion around, in my opinion.
Well, you know, they put on a lot of great events. You know, for anybody out there, you guys need to check them out. There, a lot of their events are streamed. Usually, you can find them on Go Fight Live, or you can find them somewhere. Mm-hmm. You got they put on great events. Now, you've been there for a few fights. As of late, you got back on a good streak. How tough was it for you when you hit that losing streak a little while back?
Well, you know, I came back after not fighting for a year and a half. I came back on a short notice and fought Rad Martinez, and we all know Rad Martinez, you know, and I was trying to stick it to him. I'm a 145er. I fought up to 155 of that show on short notice. That loss really hurt, and then, you know, coming back 2 weekends or 3 weekends later, I fought in a last man standing, their 155 tournament, you know, and was really just playing my game, working that fight, and kind of got a little overconfident and left a head and arm choke behind and got tapped in the last few seconds of the round where I would have moved on. And that one really, really hurt. And then, you know, so I trained a little bit, and then I came back and fought Travis Worsencroft. And, I mean, the guy had a foot of reach on me. I mean, anybody that knows Travis Worsencroft, I mean, the guy's a monster. And he's so damn tall. I'm only 5'7". I think he's like 6'4", you know. So that was really, I wanted to quit fighting after that. But being a fighter, I just couldn't do it, man. I had to get back in there, trained hard, and came back and had a very, very quick submission on a guy, Josh Buck. I don't know if Josh Buck holds the fastest MMA knockout in Utah. So having a win over a guy like that and then coming back and I'm training down at Hidden Valley MMA now under crew John Valentine and Professor Mike Kermisillo, really getting a kind of, you know, really, really feeling like I'm back in my groove now.
Now, Greg, well, what was it that brought you into to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu back in 2001 when you first hopped on that train? Was it
I was a wrestler for a long time. Wrestled through high school, competed quite a bit in Greco and freestyle, and I ended up going down to the Utah Summer Games, and I smoked my divisions down there, and I had a judo guy come up to me and say, "Hey, you think you're a pretty badass wrestler? Come grapple in the submission tournament tomorrow." And that guy choked me clear till I passed out in about 13 seconds. And then I, So the next one, I fought a jiu-jitsu guy that damn near broke my arm. And I just kind of, you know, we watched the UFCs and, you know, at the time, you know, Tito Ortiz was the big name, stuff like that. I kind of started thinking, man, maybe there's something into it. So started looking around for some jiu-jitsu gyms and ended up finding Pedro Sowers and just kind of went from there, moved around quite a bit, moved to Heber City, where there's not really the MMA scene in Heber City is still just kind of breaking in. So we got a couple of guys up here, kind of a smaller club, but most of us travel down to Hidden Valley, train down there. I mean, but it's been a long process, you know, just training hard and working hard on my skills over the last couple of years. And jiu-jitsu was, I don't want to say it was an easy transition, but there's a lot of, you know, a lot of real similarities between jiu-jitsu and having the wrestling background that I did, so I picked it up pretty quick. Now I'm breaking in more of the Muay Thai, the stand-up, and been working at a gym here in Heber, Kobayashi, doing some very traditional karate with fast-paced, like, point fighting, trying to tune in my striking.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a really interesting. Go ahead, Skip.
Oh, I was just going to say, how does he like going to that new route of the karate?
You know, I've kind of been in and out of martial arts my whole life. When I was, you know, in grade school, I trained a few Kyokido and some different things, and just never really felt it. You know what I mean? Just wasn't my thing. That's why I got into wrestling, and then now that I'm a little older and can appreciate the techniques a little better. And when I'm saying traditional, I'm not talking like big ki eyes and the big wushu movements. It's more like the karate I train is more like the World Combat League Chuck Norris put on. You ever watch any of those?
Oh, yes.
More like the really fast-paced, fast bounce. Does that make sense? That's kind of the striking I got into up here. And then, like I said, I'm trying to tie all that into MMA with the Muay Thai from Hidden Valley. So I guess you could say I've got a real unorthodox style because I've been able to train with so many good people over the course of the years that I've been into the game that it's given me kind of an unorthodox skill set. So you know what I mean? Sometimes I turn it on, and other times I go back, I revert back to being a jiu-jitsu guy.
Greg, as a guy that fights on a more of a regional circuit there with Steel Fist, because when I think about local MMA, I really see Steel Fist as being more of a regional organization there where they cover kind of Arizona, Colorado, you know, that southern Idaho and Nevada, Utah area. How important is it to the fighters to have good turnouts there and see that support for you guys?
Oh, man, you know, we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for the fans. You know, those guys, they're the ones paying the bills and you know, paying for the venue for us to do what we love. You know, having fan support in Utah, we're pretty lucky because Steel Fist has a pretty good following, and the more people that get involved and know about MMA and realize it's not human cockfighting, it's an actual sport, guys that are college educated trying to get out there and show off their skills as far as being, you know, professional fighters, it's huge. It's a huge deal.
You just touched on something that, sorry, Lepaki, I want to jump on that while he's brought this up. Your nickname's the Storm and Mormon. You live in a very, very religious state. I actually used to live there myself, so just not too far from you. So I know the feeling there when it comes to religion. How have you seen MMA grow and become more accepted in that state, or do you still see maybe a little bit of the religious, you know, shunning of it?
You know, it's probably not fair for me to really get too far into that because many of the people that I go to church with buy tickets from me just to come check it out, just to see what it's all about and wonder why this guy that goes to church every Sunday wants to go in and get beat up, you know, every couple of weeks, or why I'm into it. And really, it's been a unique opportunity for me to open a lot of eyes out there and realize that we're not about hurting people. We're about the sport. You know, many of the guys that I've fought, whether I won or lost, I like to consider those guys as my friends. You know, we respect each other. I respect them. And it's having people, as far as coming from the religious background, coming and checking it out, I think it's kind of a real eye opener for them. And I'm really pushing hard to try and get more people in the Heber City area to come down to these Steel Fist shows and check them out.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your honesty on that. You know, I do know, you know, being in a Mormon household for quite a few years living in Utah, that sometimes the changes there are hard for people to accept. So I was really interested to hear that, you know, members of your own congregation come out and at least give it a try. That's a great sign.
You know, I've been pretty blessed to have a lot of really good people support me, whether I was in the church or out of the church. A lot of the people in Heber's still a pretty small community, and when they hear, I've got two of my other fighters, Luke Oliver and Bo Horrocks, who are fighting on the Steel Fist card, and now that they kind of realize there's some guys in Heber that have an interest in this and are going and fighting at these shows, more and more people are kind of, you know, maybe there's something to it, maybe I ought to go check it out. Or you know, you sell a ticket to your family, and then their family wants to go, and then their friends want to go. And, I mean, it's slowly growing into a pretty big following up here. So it's been real interesting over the course of the last few years to where I was selling, like, a ticket per show, and now where I can sell 30 or 40 tickets and open that many eyes, because I'm hoping that that'll start growing from there and they'll start bringing more and more people and maybe even put on a fight in Heber. That's kind of my ultimate goal here in the next year or two, is trying to get a venue and have a show up here in Heber so the people up here can experience it, see what it's all about.
Now, I know it's been a while since I lived there, but you guys are what, about 30, 40 minutes from Park City?
About 20 from Park City, about 45 to an hour from Salt Lake.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys are, that's right, because you guys are off like 40, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's right. So you do live in a smaller town. Do you feel that town and that area, it would be willing to maybe see a smaller amateur event put on there?
You know, I think they would be. I mean, they did midget wrestling last summer, and I can't imagine. You know, I can't imagine them not being willing to at least give it a shot, because the midget wrestling sold out. You know, I mean, it was a big deal. So, I would like to see them at least give it a try.
I think like in a situation like that, it's kind of like Carl says, when some organizations are afraid to go into certain areas up in Canada, because they're afraid it's such a small town that they don't think they're going to get the turnout. But sometimes in these small towns, there's so little options for entertainment that that's where you get your best crowds and your best turnouts, because those people are looking for stuff to get out and do. They don't have to sit at the house
every night. It's not high school football on Friday night. That's kind of what I'm... You know what I mean? We're a big rodeo town. We're country people up here. You know, we actually have the Wilderness Circuit Finals coming up. So, I mean, there's a lot of laid-back country folks that enjoy a good brawl, you know. And I think once the word gets out, if there were going to be a show up here, I think it would bring a good turnout.
You know, just a suggestion you might be able to offer to you know, some of the community members is maybe you do like some of the Oregon just did, is they did a MMA event at a high school for a fundraiser for the wrestling program.
Really?
That sounds
awesome.
You should
wrestling's like a religion up here. You know,
that's why I bring it up, because it worked well here. So maybe, you know, you could go and talk to the school board and say, look, you know, I'd like to help raise some money for the wrestling program by putting on an MMA event with amateurs, you know, a suggestion maybe to help you get it into town.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, well, I know that there's a strong wrestling base where you come from in all along that area.
Oh, yeah, Cal Sanderson.
Spanish Fork.
Oh, yeah. You know, Utah's kind of a mecca for wrestling, you know, and I think that's why it has become a mecca for mixed martial arts. I mean, you know, there's so many talented and skilled wrestlers after high school that are kind of like, well, what am I going to do now? And now with productions like Steel Fist, they're able to go down to a decent gym, learn a little striking, and use that wrestling base as a good MMA foundation. So,
yeah.
You mentioned that you have two guys coming on the car that train under you, in Luke.
Oh, they train. Oliver and Bo Horrocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a minute and talk about those guys and
so
maybe share kind of
Luke has had. Luke has had some pretty tough fights. He's lost two split decisions, but I mean, he's fighting guys that train over to Jeremy Horn's camp, you know, and I mean, split decisions, you know, you're talking about walking on the edge of a knife, you know what I mean? One judge had it one way, one judge had it the other. Luke, he's been rolling down there to Hidden Valley with me. I mean, he's a different fighter now. He's gone from having a more unorthodox striking style to picking up the Muay Thai and doing a lot more jiu-jitsu. And, you know, I honestly think I got a gut feeling Luke is just going to cremate this guy. But, you know, it's fight night and anything can happen. But Luke's been here with me. He, for the longest time, he was the only guy I had to train with up in Heber. Bo is just breaking into the sport. He's been training with us for a little while and decided it was time to take an amateur fight and really see how dedicated he is to it. So I'm kind of excited to see that, see what he's going to bring as an amateur. Super tough guy, you know, been in a lot of scraps at the bar, but we'll see what his first MMA experience is like.
That's got to be really advantageous for a guy like Bo to have somebody with your amount of experience and some of the guys that you've been in the cage with and some of the experiences you have, that you can bring him along and kind of, you know, not necessarily tell him this is exactly what's going to happen, but you can give him things that he can be prepared for and stuff like that. I think that's excellent.
Well, those fighters, that's what we're all about. I'm all about promoting the sport, you know. It's I love to see these young guys come in and really try to make something of themselves, especially with MMA breaking out the way it is. Because nobody you know, I didn't have that chance when I started. It was, you get thrown into the fire and this is what it is. You couldn't find guys to train with, and you know, you fight for shady promotions that pay you $50 when you show up, you know, and I mean it's been a unique opportunity for me to have Bo around too, because like I said, without having that opportunity, I can, not that I'm the best at it or anything, but I've kind of, you know, told him this is what you want to look for, stay away from, you don't want to fight for this guy, stay away from this, stay away from that, you know, and it's, you know, that's what I'm all about, promoting my sport that I love.
Yeah, that's great, man. I think that's, you know, that's what we're all about, and it's guys like you that, you know, I mean, you've got it going on the right way, man. I really like the attitude and how you want to expose the sport to so many more people, even in your hometown. I think that's really awesome, and I hope you get that opportunity to do that.
Well, thanks. I really hope we get the opportunity, too. I'm actually pretty good friends with the wrestling coach up here in town. I'm going to hit him up about it.
Well, it's a great way to bring the community together behind a great supportive issue. You know, every school district in this country, their athletics programs are hurting in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a
sure.
way to raise money for the school and introduce the community to what you see truly as mixed martial arts and what fans would probably fall in love with up there.
Yeah, you know, and especially being an amateur show in a religious community, all ages, I think it'd be a great idea.
And not only that, you just look super good because you're contributing to the community, you're supporting the school district and their athletics programs. And not only that, I mean, it's just, I think it's just cool, you know? I mean, I just love it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good idea. I'm going to go for it.
Well,
what are some things that you're looking forward to Friday night just on your own fight, not necessarily considering the guys you've got going with you? What are you looking forward to the most on Friday night?
Fireworks. That's what I'm looking for. Fight of the night. I know, like I said, I've trained harder for this fight than I have ever in my life. I know Troy's been working hard, and we're both going to bring it, and it's going to be a fast-paced fight, and we're both pretty much game wherever the fight goes.
Is it difficult? I like to ask this question because it sounds like you and Troy might be friends even outside the cage. I don't want to maybe say that and cross any lines there. But is it?
No, I like
difficult
Troy. He's a cool guy.
Is it difficult stepping in there with a guy where you're like, man, you know, I really like this guy, but I'm going to sock you right in the face real quick and you're probably going to punch me back?
Well, that's kind of the name of the game, you know, when, you know, Troy and I have talked and when our fight's over, we're probably going to hang out and, you know, watch the main event together. That's kind of how I roll. Like I said, I'm a professional athlete in a professional sport, and I harbor no ill will towards anybody that I've fought, win or lose.
I wish,
you know,
there was more,
I mean,
guys that had that attitude, Greg. I really appreciate hearing that, man. It's really awesome.
Well, you know, it's one family, one brotherhood, you know, fighters. We had such a bad name for a long time. The guys that run their mouth and talk a bunch of crap and, you know, try to, I honestly feel like they're detrimental to the sport when more guys should be willing to, when the bell rings or the ref stops a fight, win or lose, you should get up and congratulate that guy on a great performance. You know, that's how I was raised and that's how I train. You know, that's kind of the, how we do it at Hidden Valley, win or lose, you're honorable in wins and you're honorable in your losses, because it's all about the sport. You know, the image we put off, you know, it casts a shadow on a lot of people see that, and you know, the whole thing is to promote and build up our sport instead of doing stuff to bring it down.
I agree 100%. You know, we got just a couple of minutes left. I'd like to give you a chance to tell fans how they can find you on any social medias like Facebook or Twitter. Also, give shout-outs to any sponsors, family, gyms. Go ahead and just run at whatever you'd like.
All right. So, first, I want to thank Hidden Valley MMA for picking me and Luke up and really kind of bringing us in and making us, you know, family with those guys under their tutelage. I feel like we've become better fighters. Big shout out to Nine Dragons Fight Shop, 2260 South, 45 West, down in Salt Lake for hooking me up with my gear and for sponsoring me. Damage Plan, Kobayashi, all my friends and family that bought tickets, willing to come and watch me get punched in the face, you know, willing to at least give it a shot. Thank God for giving me the athletic ability and the prowess that I have. And let's see, who am I missing? Hidden Valley, Nine Dragons. Thank Jana for giving me the opportunity to talk to you guys. She's a real sweet lady and always been there to support me at all of my fights. I know she's got her own struggles, and I really respect her and appreciate everything she's done for me and built me on a personal level. Just seeing what she's going through makes my life look like it's not so bad.
Well, we love Miss Jana. She is a wonderful lady, a huge supporter of local MMA. And, you know, we'd like to thank her for getting us in touch with you to have you on tonight. I mean, you killed it. You're definitely the kind of guest our fans would love to listen to. You know,
well, I appreciate the opportunity, man.
No, we look forward to hearing about your hand being raised and you making sure everyone understands that first time you won it and this time you'll win it again.
Well, you know, like I said, Troy's a tough guy and I'm game wherever it goes. But win or lose, I got nothing but respect for Troy. He's a super cool guy. And like I said, we're probably going to sit together to watch the main event. So I would like to see a win, but, you know, having fought a guy and gave – Troy was undefeated when I fought him the first time. So I handed Troy his first loss. So, I mean, he's coming back with a vengeance, you know. So fireworks, that's what we're expecting, fireworks. It's going to be a good fight, and I'm looking forward to it.
And definitely, if you guys get anything locked down with an event for the school district – please let us know. We'd love to help push it and promote it for you.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. I sure appreciate you guys.
Well, sirs, you have a wonderful night. You have even a better weekend. And everybody out there, Steel Fist Fight Night, you guys can find it on Go Fight Live TV. If you're local, drive down there, go out and see some great fighters. You know, Bad Intentions is going to be, I forgot what center it's going to be out of pocket. You know off the top of your head?
It's going to be at the rail.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Lepaki, you got anything you want to wrap up? You go for it, brother.
I just wanted to tell Greg, man, thank you for taking the time to come out in the middle of your weight cut and talk to us, man. We appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck this weekend. And as well as the guys that you train with, both Luke and Bo, man. I hope you guys all have a successful evening. And even if not, man, we'll stand right behind you and support you guys till the end.
Well, thanks so much for having me, guys. I'm jumping back in the steam room.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, take it easy, guys. Thanks again.
Oh, man, that was a cool little cat right there to talk to. And I hope everyone gets out there and, you know, Steel Fist Fight 9/11, Bad Intentions. You guys, you don't want to miss this. It is a great event. They consistently put on great shows. I'd like to personally thank, again, Miss Jana Murphy from JS MMA, all she does, all that she's done to help us out with guests all from across, you know, Utah and in Idaho. She's a wonderful lady, and I can't wait to see the fight video, you know, from these guys, because, I mean, what a you know, background to a fight.
I think it's awesome, man. I think the dude was Greg sounds like a really cool dude I'd like to go down and hang out with, maybe. I wonder if he does any hunting down there. I need to start hitting these guys up and take me on hunting trips, man. I hear there's some good elk hunting down there in Utah.
Dude, yeah, I know up in the Morgan Valley, that's where we used to go hunting, man. Oh, God, beautiful hunting up there. That's about an hour and a half north of him, right? Yeah, I think, yeah, north. Hey, Carl, pay some bills, brother, because we all need a head check.
Right on. Check out RevolverMMA.com. Get clinched. Clinch custom mouth guards. Brass Sound World. Brawl Base. Intimidation Clothing. Razorware. Global MMA Consulting. Tank Crimes. Central Oregon Trike. No Pain, Just Glory. Combat Force Insurance. Vision Smoke Shop. 24 and LV. Draco Sports. Triumph Fitness. What's the last one, Skippy? Oh, yeah. Big T's Nightclub. See you guys on the other side. Stuff to download, tons of cheap stuff, tons of great metal and punk. So shout out to Tank Crimes for giving us all their royalty-free music to use. It's an honor, and I thank them greatly. Skippy Lopaki, take her away.
Yeah, we're here, brother, and I got a big shout out to Tank Crimes. They got a wonderful site. Everybody, get out there, check them out. A bunch of their songs you can download for free, and all of them you can listen to for free. They've got great prices, great selection, man. I love their site. I jam it all the time. My favorite band, Carl, Cannabis Corpse, I'm sorry. They're great, dude. And that's the only place I can find their music for free to listen to and to download. I love that place.
Yeah, those guys are selling out shows everywhere, man. Same with Ghoul. You know, if you're into that type of music like you and I are, it's a great website. You know, they got great things. More and more stuff coming all the time.
I thought you guys like listening to show tunes.
Hey, everybody, dude. Let's just welcome in right away the matchmaker, the man himself, Derek and from Budo Fights. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, man.
Derek, what's up, bro?
Everybody out there this weekend is Budo fights, 9 Budo strikes. It's going to be in Bend, Oregon at the Midtown, correct? At 7 o'clock,
same
old, open.
Same old, Midtown, 51 Northwest Greenwood, Bend, Oregon, 7 o'clock. Free stream at BudoFights.com, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in the PM.
Okay, Garrett, before we get too far into this card and start talking about what a great event you put on there, you got something you want to talk about? You got something you want to address up front?
Oh, I just want to share what I've woken up to and just let people know we got these elections coming up, and whether you've doesn't matter what sign you got sticking up in your front yard, you need to be aware. Don't just listen to your church. Don't just listen to your party. Open your eyes. Search out the information on the internet. Google it. Google Agenda 21, martial law, executive orders. We got a lot of scary shit facing us, and it's all real. It's conspiracy reality, but more importantly, you just need to be aware and be prepared, so when shit goes down, you know what's going on. You know, I'm not trying to instigate the pitchforks and torches. I just want people to wake up, you know, and see what's going on, you know, don't just, you know, get sucked into your Obama phone you know, hey, Budo Fights is a great diversion for the hardships, and it's great entertainment. But when all said and done, you know, there's a bigger picture going on, and we just need to step outside of all these distractions and, you know, and just prepare and educate yourself to what's going on. And the elections is just a puppet show. So that's all I got to say. Just be prepared and educate.
Derek, I'm trying to hopefully I can make it down to Section 5 on the FEMA, because that's where all my friends are at.
Right on, Lord. We'll be up here in Sector 10.
Well, you know, you could always take the amazing Budo Fights, talk to Paul, and tell Paul to get his international law license and move to Canada and become the number one promotion not only in America, but in Canada as well.
Actually, you know, we're all going to be, you know, we're going to be the best MMA promotion in the North American Union.
Ooh, that says
and
a lot.
Canada, Mexico, United States.
You put on some of the best events out there. Me and Lepaki have been doing 20 days of Budo, and the fights, you know, that we've been using to promo and build up everybody's excitement for Budo Fights 9 this Saturday. The fights, it was hard to pick fights, you know, because every single fight almost on every one of your cards is just an amazing fight. You stack cards, bro. It's phenomenal what you do.
The fighters do it.
But let me ask you, as somebody who's matchmake a lot of fights, it's, you know, I've seen your board 6 months out. I've seen your board 2 months out. I've seen your board 1 week out. Some of that has to lie on you, Derek. Some of this great events has to lie on the matchmaker having the ability to line up two guys or two girls that are going to bring it and leave it all in the cage for those fans.
Well, you know, I it really takes a village. You know, I collaborate with you, with Trent Standing, Ben Scoggins, you know, Nate Brownfield. You know, Spaniard, you know, everybody's there, and, you know, that's what I appreciate, you know, this MMA family here in the Northwest. I mean, you know, a lot of YouTube and research. I don't get out too much to other shows. I try, but, you know, life, money, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, while we have the internet, you know, it's a good tool for me.
Now, Derek, you were going to do the trike race. I'm kind of going off topic of Budo real quick. Have you gone down there yet, or is that still coming up?
You know, I trained. I spent money to get there to, you know, to train. I went down a couple times and went on to, some training rides and a gymnastic and natural seminar, you know, to loosen up and get ready for it. But, you know, and I had sponsors to help out with the fuel, but just the money I had to throw into it myself, it would have just drained me. And unfortunately, somebody, some biker got hurt and blamed it on a triker because, you know, as you know, we take up a lot of space going back and forth to propel it. But so now they ban trikes from the Rosarita to Ensenada ride. So unfortunately, I got to cross that off my trike bucket list and not the way I wanted to cross it off. But thanks for asking. Yeah.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah, I know that the trike has really changed your life a lot, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, you know, I used to weigh 370 pounds, and now I'm 238. So,
hey,
you know,
congratulations on that, Derek.
Right on. Thank you. And medical marijuana, both of them saved my life. Trike and medical marijuana saved my life. And for a fat bastard, I turned into a champion trike ski racer, and I've accomplished a 100-mile endurance ride. I did a couple 100Ks and did the pull pedal paddle a couple times here in Oregon. And you know, it's just a great cross-training tool. It's a lot of fun. It's a great training tool for MMA or boxers. Glenn Avila, sponsored athlete of Kangoo Trike G and Central Oregon Trike, won a trike in a Budo fight, and she rides every day to the gym, and you know, she attributes in part of her striking, and unfortunately I didn't get to see her last fight. From what I heard, she did great, but unfortunately went to the judges. So
hey, not to get too far off topic again, but, dude, I was trying to tell Apaki about that seminar, that jiu-jitsu seminar you went to. Will you explain it to him?
Yeah, Gymnastica Natural was created by Brazilian Alfredo Romano, and it was a black belt jiu-jitsu, and it's like a cross between jiu-jitsu, yoga, and the Discovery Channel. You know, it's animal movement, you know, like shrimping or a crab crawl, you know. It's all, you know, there's like a whole, you know, the leopard, the crocodile. You know how Yukari comes in the cage and he's crawling around like a crocodile?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Gymnastica Natural, and you know, it was like a 3-hour seminar, and I like was just oozing sweat, and I was with, you know, 20 other fighters, or 20 fighters. I'm not a fighter, I'm a lover, you know that. It was just amazing, and I'm hoping to get him willing to come to Budo Fight, and you know, if we could get 40 people for the seminar, $50 a pop. You know, everybody could experience. I think, and it's on YouTube. Just Google that shit, and you know,
Derek, you know, you're one of my favorite people, dude. I so love you. You're such an interesting man, and for everybody out there, you guys come to Budo Fights this weekend, man, in Bend, Oregon, and come meet Derek. You know, come hang out and see what, you know, this individual is like, because he is one of the coolest people I know. I love hanging out with him any chance I get. You know, and I got to thank you and Central Oregon Trike, a sponsor of Madhouse Radio, for the wonderful deal you got me from my kids for their Christmas present. Both my kids got Central Oregon Trikes brand new in a box already.
Right, well, way to ruin it. Give me a hope they don't listen.
No, the kids are at daycare.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Kate,
I got too much time, man. And, you know, we're all screwing off, but I know here in a few minutes we're going to have old man Dave online with us, one of the fighters at that event. Hey, I know his fight changed. Can you tell the fans what's going on with it now?
What's that?
Can you tell the fans what's going on with old man Dave's fight?
Well, it started off with his pro debut with Derek Jones, who... sometime last year, I think it was Budo 4, 5, I don't know. But anyway, they fought for the vacant Budo fight and the 185 middleweight. And it went to a split decision. It was a great technical ground, you know, some good striking. And, you know, it was a good fight. And, you know, as close as it was, you know, they want to do it again, you know, but Derek got hurt, tore some ligaments in his wrist, I believe, and we had a couple other people step up, but it just didn't work out, but we got Jason Lambert from Redneck Militia stepping in. If the commission, who's been fucking daily butchering my card, with this 0-4 ruling, and, you know, those, you know, Bonky and Skip, you know, we're all at the same meeting, heard the same thing, and they're not in agreement with it, but if it's on paper, they got to follow it. So, you know, I got fighters who won their first four fights, lost four in a row, and then won, you know, Tony Bufa, Desert Dog, won, beat Sean Clemens at Midtown Throwdown last May. Okay, so how do they want to play it? They just as soon cut him off and take responsibility of letting him fight a fifth fight after losing four in a row. So when they let, you know, if you would have lost, okay, well, that's five in a row, but he didn't, and he won decisively. So it's not like these guys aren't talented or skilled. And I mean, you know, even their own doctor that they confer with, you know, gave us a letter, and I know you guys touched base on it on the past show, but you know, who states that it's not a medical concern, you know, and as far as your ability to fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked about it, and I feel,
yeah,
you know, if there is any kind of warrant to...
good, how are you doing, Carl?
Have some kind of assembly of that ruling, it needs to be a case by case. And
absolutely.
If they allow fighters to fight another case, you know,
thank you very much.
The new commission, you know, they want to change things. They're open to us wanting to change things, and that's encouraging. But in the meantime, if our card in particular, because it's happening right now, them implementing this ruling, so every day, you know, instead of telling, you know, with the car changing as it usually does with the injuries and life and not having the paperwork and you know, everything else, I've got to deal with this 0-4 ruling with fighters who they allowed to fight anyways after that 0-4 and won. So at least let them reset it, you know. And then I got another fighter, you know, who apparently took a couple pro boxing fights up in Washington. Well, they're not paying attention. That's, you know, I didn't get that information. And, you know, they allowed this fighter to fight in the last two Budo fights as an Ami, which in one case caused, you know, Christian Graves to fall into that ruling. And, you know, if they can't even track their own rules and fighters, I mean, we pay a lot of money for this, you know, for them to be in a commission. So anyway, long story short,
people
have benefit. Card is subject to change daily.
Yeah, I talked to Julian today, Derek, and I was making sure because we're going to have him on. And then he told me he got that information here a couple days ago. He was kind of pretty upset because he was really looking forward to claiming that Budo strap this weekend before he made the jump to the pro ranks. And I was really looking forward. I hadn't had the opportunity to see Julian perform live yet. And I was really looking forward to getting to have that opportunity before he turned pro. And I think now the fans are really going to miss out on something great.
Oh, most definitely. This was one of my favorite matches on this card, you know, because Julian is a very talented fighter and very aggressive, and he brings it. And Nick Snow, he's a tough man, you know. He'll take it until he's tired of taking it, and then he'll turn it around and give it back. And they both were successful in brutal fights, and to me, earned that shot for the strap. And unfortunately, it's not going to happen. But Dylan Atkinson of Alive MMA is stepping up, so that's going to be a good fight as well.
Yeah, you've been really good at dodging these minefields that you don't typically have here with this fight card. I think it's great. I mean, the first few matchups I saw, I was like, wow, man, this is going to be a killer card. And then we started getting the letters coming into the fighters, and it doesn't seem like the quality of the card has dropped one bit. I mean, I'm still looking. There's six fights on this card, and I'm still sitting here going, yeah, that's another good one. Like Converse and Young, Corrales and Nicholas, Amy and Emily. The Bodigheimer fight is one I'm looking forward to as well, because I haven't got to see Rich perform live either.
Yeah, speaking of some of the performers live, Derek, let me bring old man Dave on. Dave, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi. How are you?
Hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. You're on with Skippy Lopaki, and obviously you know Derek. We're running down the Budo card right now. I wanted to bring you on so that we could talk to you a little bit about it, because I know you're fighting on this card and you've fought at previous events for Budo fights. How's your training camp been going?
After 5.5 weeks, I'm tired of training. I'm waiting for Saturday, salivating for Saturday night. Let's put it that way.
How much of an issue was it to you to see the fighter change?
Well, I've never lost faith in Derek being able to find a fight. Sometimes he does run up against a wall, but in my case, 99% of the time, he always manages to come through with somebody. So I was bummed I can't fight Derek Jones. That would have been a fun rematch. But, injuries happen, and he'll honor me in another Budo fight down the road here, I'm sure. Other than that, I just want to say a quick shout-out to Jason Lambert for stepping up and being the man and taking this fight at very short notice for him. So hats off to him and his camp for putting that up.
Well, you know, you obviously have been working real hard. We've got your coach with us as well, I believe. So let's bring him on, too, and let's just make this a big party. Let's talk some Budo fights. Hey, Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Everybody, Jimmy Smith from Smith Martial Arts in Bend, Oregon. A lot of the
kids, coach.
Here from Central Oregon. If they're smart, they go do some striking classes there. You've got a wonderful gym. I've been blessed to be there and see it. So we're gonna all kick back tonight. We're gonna spend about the next 30-40 minutes talking Budo fights, especially because you have some other fighters besides Dave on the card, so we can pick your brain about that too. So Lopaki, I'm gonna let you start.
you definitely have some questions I know you'd probably like answered. So why don't you just jump in?
Yeah. Well, how's everybody doing tonight? I thought Skippy was going to go there for a second since he was doing all the introductions, but
he likes to know.
Skippy just likes to sometimes throw me off the side of the cliff, but we can go with this. Now, Gabe, you were scheduled to fight Dario at one point, right?
Not to my knowledge, Derek Jones.
No, he was a prospective, but it never was an agreed thing. So it was just Dario is now with the Live MMA, and when I was talking to Nick Gilari, the coach, and he mentioned that Dario was with him, but it just didn't work out. So you're welcome, Jason Lander.
Well, you know, and knowing that, Jimmy, knowing that, you know, Jason comes from, you know, a great school, have you worked with Dave to fine-tune any specific elements of his stand-up game to keep him going to the ground?
Oh, we've been working on everything. Oh, man, Dave's made big improvements, but there's always room for growth. You know what I mean? He's showed up to the gym every day for the past 5 weeks and put in his time, and I can't wait to be on the sidelines to see it as opposed to the receiving end of everything.
Well, you know, who else have you got at your gym getting ready for this event? Because we've, you know, talking to previous fighters tonight, they almost prefer to be training with other partners getting ready to fight. So who all do you got down there that's going to be on this Budo card?
We got Cameron Anderson, who's going to be fighting at 155. I believe he's going to fight Cody Hammond, which I think is a great matchup for both of these guys. I'm sure Cody's put in his work to train hard and come prepared like he always has in all his other fights. So we've been working with Cameron, and he's sticking to his game plan, and hopefully he can impose his will that night on the 20th. And David Converse has been coming over and kind of cross-training. He's a very talented individual also. I mean, he's got skills that I haven't seen, so as much as I'm training them, they're also training me in the process of becoming a better coach with these guys. So everybody has a great tools that we can pick up and learn from each other and a great skill set.
And as somebody who's been to your gym, I know how dedicated you are to, you know, teaching, you know, solid striking in MMA and you know, just getting kids ready for MMA and getting people healthy in general, you know, because you do everything. I believe you do self-defense, fitness, kickboxing. You do, you know, you offer classes for everybody at your gym. And for anybody out there, definitely you want to get down to 63027 Plateau Drive, number 4 in Bend, Oregon, or you can call Coach Jimmy Smith directly at 541-610-2366. If you guys want to know more about his gym or go down and check it out and see what he does down there. Now, you've got some great kids fighting for you, Jimmy. How do you work with these kids and get them prepared, knowing that eventually they're going to have to grow and leave? Because I know you've trained with some world-renowned fighters, so how do you deal with that, knowing that your own students are going to have to eventually leave?
Well, basically, I came to terms that I want to be the bridge to get them better, and I wish I had all the answers, but unfortunately I don't. And at this time in their life, this is the time that we both help each other, and if they go on and succeed, I have nothing but, you know, I'm happy because they're growing and getting better than what I can do. And with all my other instructors, to even local instructors here, such as Sean Jewell, I mean, I learn a lot from a lot of people, and I'm still learning. So it's not one person that has all the answers, but it's, it is. I mean, I do put my heart and soul into these guys, and it means a lot to me, but I do take it personal, but it's personal for them, too, when I can come in and train with them, and at this time in their life, it's a complete honor and a privilege for me, because I can say as they get bigger, or as they get through and say that they did this in life, I was part of their, moments at that time. So I just look forward to them all growing and me showing them the stuff that I show and enhancing and using the tools that work and growing for themselves. So it's exciting to see when they do move on, because there is some really talented individuals that come through the gym and just with work issues wish that they could keep up their training. But I understand that also.
Jimmy, it's kind of like a badge of honor when you have guys graduate and go on to maybe a bigger, more well-renowned gym from your location. It's kind of something that you can put on your wall and be like, man, I gave this guy the right start, and this is what I can do with more people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what my instructors have done for me in the past, and I pay respect to all of them that helped me out, because it wasn't just one. It was multiple instructors along the way that carries the people through to what they are today. And, you know, Alex Corrales, same thing, great, talented kid. I mean, he's growing and getting better. Sean Solis, all these guys are phenomenal athletes, and they're making a name. They're bringing the MMA to the next level. Old Man Dave, I mean, is encouraging for a lot of people at his age, going in there and willing to do that. It's huge for anybody at that age to do that, what he's competing at. In his first pro fight, I'm super excited to be in his corner, and I can say, hey, I was his first pro fight before anybody else gets there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
at least I was the first on that side.
Yeah, I'm already 44 years old, and I'm Old Man Dave is my hero. I got a picture up on my refrigerator. When I was like in that gym, I say, what would Old Man Dave do? And
I love you, Derek.
That's fucking curmudgeon to get up and throw dogs like a horse.
And Old Man Dave, I got to tell you, I have never, ever, in all my years of following, you know, combat sports, seen someone use their logo for their fighter picture on a poster.
Thank you. I wanted to be the first. I wanted to be different for the right reasons.
Hey, did you steal? Skippy thinks you stole your logo from the Forest Service.
No, I told you.
Caleb Gray.
We know. So now, let's be honest. We were a little bit inebriated, and I saw one of those signs that have the hiker, you know, on the side of the road here in Utah for trails. And I was like, is that Old Man Dave? Did he steal that off?
How does
I'll
it
do
feel
credit goes to Caleb Gresham
by
the
matchmaker.
Yeah,
the I was driving.
Hey, at least I wasn't driving. I know I was in physically no shape to be driving that day.
I'm still digesting the fact that I got called a curmudgeon on live radio. That's just classic, Derek.
I think that should give you an automatic bonus, Dave. I think you need a bonus after that one.
I think a Central Oregon trike being donated to you would be a great bonus.
I would be honored to have a Central Oregon trike. I can guarantee you that.
I'd be happy to sponsor him, but, you know, we'll definitely need to get a waiver signed because you might break the
hey, Derek, how many waivers did you have Dave sign to take this pro fight?
A lot. There were reams of paperwork.
Was it worth buying the house?
I'm not worried about him. When he's in that cage, I'm not worried about it.
No, and the fans out there should know that when he gets in that cage, all bullshit aside, he comes prepared. And if you've never seen that Derek Jones fight, I don't know. A lot of people felt it went the other way. You know, I'll tell you what, you definitely perform. You definitely are a machine in that cage. And I know once that door locks, man, you're serious about what you do. You know, and for the fans, they need to come out and support local MMA and Ben this Saturday. Budo Fights 9, it's going to be a blast, man. They always put on the top-notch events. You know, Lepaki's going to come over the mountain to cover this event with me. you know, so we're looking forward to it, man. You know, that day, as somebody who knows 95% of the fighters on this card, is there a fight as a fight fan that you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to show my true colors here. I'm looking forward to my teammates, Cameron, fighting. And I'm looking forward to Nick Snow battling it out. And always going to keep an eye open on Alex Corrales because he's got too many fight of the nights, and it's just fun watching those guys go 100 miles an hour. And then there's David Converse, who I've been training with diligently for the last few weeks. But it's tough to pick a favorite, to be honest with you. I'm enjoying them all.
Dave, I me and Skippy are doing the 20 Days of Budo, and on one of the first nights, I posted up your fight, and I feel like a dick because I can't remember the guy's name, but you had him in a belly-to-back, and, like, you did an over-the-top and then rolled right through it, and I thought that was just a pretty wicked-looking move that you did right there in the middle of the fight.
Well, that was good old Travis Napier.
Yes, Napier, that's who it was.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Yeah.
Derek, you know, for the fans out there who might be listening tonight and, you know, they hear us joking with you and calling you old man Dave, I know you personally, but for the fans, does that number behind your birthday even mean anything to you today?
To be perfectly honest, it means something the day after I wake up from a tough day of training. But on the day of, I actually go 100 miles an hour. No, but the day after, it will, I promise you. I feel 56, sometimes 66 the next day. It's just the way it goes.
You look like you're 80, I'll tell you that.
You know, Dave,
I love the peanut gallery comments.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to show you some love, man, because you're always been so good to me, and, you know, you've done a lot for me and for Madhouse, and I was like, you know, the last couple of Budo shows we've done, you've always missed out. I didn't bring you on to have Derek bash you, I promise.
You know what? The more he bashes me, the more I know that he loves me, and that's all that matters.
And it's true. You're on his fridge, man. I mean...
That might kind of worry me, Dave. If I knew I was on another man's refrigerator, I might really be kind of worried.
Not you know what? It's either that or be on another man's mind, so you can take your poison, I guess.
He was on my nightstand.
Is he next to the
you
alligator?
You do need a date, Derek.
But I guess the refrigerator to a fat man is the equivalent of the nightstand. So, yeah, I guess that is
yeah. Okay. I'm thinking
the
fair enough.
Man,
probably on that refrigerator, but yeah, that's to each their own.
Dave, being kind of like the senior guy on this car, man, what is it that still motivates you in
intended.
The morning to go and put yourself through 5.5 weeks of hell with Jimmy and those guys? Every day. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, they don't make it to that point in their career at that age, and you have done that, and you're still competing at a really good level. What is it about you that is different than the average man?
That's a good question. I kind of anticipated something like that, and I still don't have an honest answer, other than I started my fighting career at 37, so I went through puberty late. Maybe there's a connection there. I'm just a late bloomer.
Don't you shouldn't have told Derek that.
I told Derek a lot of things that I regret, but I'm over it now.
We don't test him for steroids, only Viagra and Sandstrom.
Horny goat weed, those kind of things.
Oh, man.
This reminds me of college radio. Is it purpose?
This is why our show is so successful, because me and Lepaki and Carl, we're just fans. And to be able to hang out with you guys, real fighters who do this with a love and a passion that most don't have in 90% of the aspects in their lives, you know, it's fun for us to just kick back. And it's fun for our fans to see you guys as real people. You know, I'll be honest, me and Lepaki probably had 50 questions lined up to nail you guys with, and we prefer the way it's going, man. we just want to hang out, man, for another 20 minutes with you guys.
I'm enjoying this. This is fun.
Yeah, and you know, this weekend it's going to be great down at Budo Fights 9. I'm so looking forward to it. Once again, everybody, you guys, you can get out there and, you know, support local MMA by buying a ticket, you know, at many places throughout Central Oregon. You know, Sisters, Ben, Redmond all have locations. You can buy them at the day of the event at the doors. But you, if you can't get to this event, you can watch it for free online. You can watch it at BudoFights.com. You can go to Madhouse.com and find a link. You can go to RearNakedSmoke.com and find a link. There are links everywhere. They're in forums. So you guys get out and support this card. I mean, look, Madhouse is a big supporter of local MMA, and I'm not going to lie, this is probably our home promotion, and that's how we feel about it. You know, we have great, great, you know, friends at Budo. And, you know, I'm looking forward to another great event, and I'm glad you guys have some of our sponsors on board, like Visions and Clinch, you know, and Indoor Garden Supply and Straw Hat Pizza and all these great local community businesses that are supporting Budo. So, you know, thank you to Jimmy. Thank you to Old Man Dave. Thank you to Derek, Paul Heatherman. I know you're not with us tonight. Thank you as well for you guys putting on the local MMA for us.
Skippy, we'd like to thank you for having us on and for supporting local MMA. It's been a pleasant ride with you so far, and we hope that it continues into the near and long-term future.
Now, I got to ask you, Dave, what shirt are you wearing at your weigh-ins?
Well, that's kind of a silly question, considering I'm on your radio program.
I just wanted to make sure, because if I needed to bring you a brand-new one, I would, you know.
I'll always take more from you because I use up the ones that you give me and put them through some abuse, but I will, of course, be wearing the MMA Madhouse Clinch Custom Mouth Guard T-shirt.
And for everybody out there, he's not bullshitting. He picked up 4 hoodies and 4 shirts last time, and before he even walked away, he put an order in for 2 more. So I was like, wow, you haven't even got back in your truck, and you're already telling me that I need another large and another extra large. So I appreciate
absolutely
you supporting Madhouse. You know, I really do.
Not a
problem. I'm looking forward
to
you going to fight. I've seen you fight live a couple times, man. I love watching you fight.
Thank you. I love having fans that watch me fight. I don't think I do anything special. I just do my thing out there. But if it makes somebody happy, then I'm pleasured to make them happy.
Now, Jimmy, you're going as a coach, obviously. But as a fan, is there any fights besides your own fighters you're looking forward to?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to Nick Snow, Alex Torales, and David Converse. I mean, those three guys. I mean, I've trained a little bit with Alex, and I mean, it's just neat seeing his progress get better and better each time. Same thing with David. I mean, he's getting that. I'm getting a lot of exposure. Getting ready to, I hope, turn pro here pretty soon. And Nick Snow is always an exciting fight, and I mean, they come in prepared and well-conditioned and ready to put on a good show for everybody. I mean, and their training camps are all great, helping them prepare. And it's just neat to see different tools and arsenals that people develop and seeing these fighters improve every time. Every time they get in the cage, they're getting better and better in every way. So I look forward to seeing them all, but those three especially. Of course, you know, Cameron and Old Man Dave also. But those three guys are definitely on the wave up, I believe.
Well, yeah, you definitely, you know, mentioning Alex Corrales, he's a Kumite-sponsored fighter. Kid's amazing, and for fans out there, you can find his videos all over. This kid brings just excitement. He makes you want to jump up and down and scream so loud. I love watching that kid fight. And you mentioned you get to work with him a little. How is his excitement level in the gym?
Oh, he comes prepared, conditioned. I mean, you know, I mean, he comes, I mean, he raises the bar for everybody, which makes everybody's game come up. Because his intensity, when he's training, when all these guys are training, it's serious training. It's not, they don't take it lightly, and that's really neat to see that in this day and age. And Alex already has great athleticism already, so being able to see him cross that over to MMA is even more amazing. I mean, but yeah, if you guys would ever want to come down and see these guys train, man, it is pretty remarkable and tough.
Hey, Phoenix, are you sporting a black eye right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, man, your fighters are ready.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you didn't have a black eye, man. We're, I don't know, man. You guys might need to step it up.
I don't know why. I'm the coach. I'm not supposed to get hit. I'm supposed to be that good, but these guys are, I think, stepping up their
game. Did you call out like a one-two?
We need to be better than you. That's it.
I know what happened is you're calling out like a 1-9-2-6, and then they're throwing a 1-2-3-2, and you're just not ready.
Yeah. Yeah,
all
these combos are. Yep, hopefully
you
see them
all
put their skill set.
I love your list, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you. Man, it's something I came up with to make it easy for me to remember, not for the fighters. It's really for my sake, not their sake. But I don't think they realize that, but. It works both ways for everybody.
Well, it's funny because I actually have that. It's been sitting on my desk for a couple of weeks, and I always look over at it in my brain, you know, and I wonder if your students are the same way, you know, the looking and repeatedly doing those moves to where the other day I read an address, and it was like 1-2-3-2, and I was like, I looked over at your sheet, and I was like, oh, that's the, you know, the slip catch cover, you know, parry, you know, so... you know, do you see your kids, you know, becoming, the more they work with your number system, do you see them picking it up to, like, it's just becoming a second nature for them?
Absolutely, especially on this. I'm hoping that these guys show the audiences their skill set and how much they've worked, but it's something that I've had for years, and it's just a matter of getting the right people to be willing to learn a new skill set and not be humble enough to learn and not arrogant to act as if they know it all. It is very, very practical and applicable, and then when they see me move and see me do the moves and the combos, then it kind of makes sense, and main thing is to just commit to them when they're doing them.
Well, Jimmy, before we run out of time, we want to give everybody a minute or two to run through any sponsorships or any thank yous or, you know, give anybody shout outs or tell anybody how to find you. So you go first and go ahead and tell anybody anything you want that we missed or any shout outs, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I want to thank Headgear MMA. They're supplying a lot of our fight shorts. Ola, the Mexican restaurant. I mean, they got some great food. They've been a huge sponsor. Ben Mailing Company. And, of course, MMA Madhouse. You know, you guys are great giving us publicity. And Sounds on Wheels. Lowe's Commercial Properties. I can't think of any. Well, sorry for forgetting the other ones out there, but these guys have been a huge support in supporting me and supporting my fighters, which is awesome.
Well, Jimmy, I will see you at weigh-in and this week in the Budo. I appreciate you coming on and taking the time. You know, if everybody out there sees martial arts, once again, it's at 63027 Plateau Drive, number 4 in Bend, Oregon. You can also get a hold of the gym through Jimmy Smith, which is 541-610-2366. Jimmy, I will see you this weekend. I appreciate you coming on. I'm going to spend a minute or two with Dave and let him wrap up, and I'll see you soon, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Skip. We really appreciate it and look forward to training with you when you come back to Bend, man.
No problem, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
We'll see how it wins, Jimmy.
All right. Hey, you too, Derek. Thanks again for... on your old man Dave, the fight.
And speaking of old man Dave, I'd like to give you the same opportunity to let everybody know about Twitter, Facebook, any sponsors you want to thank, or go at it, brother.
Sounds on Wheels, one of my personal sponsors, as well as a Budo sponsor. They're the de facto stereo group for Smith Martial Arts and for everybody else in Bend. You should use them. Jeremy over there knows what he's doing when it comes to your car. I got to say, Derek...
Bruin has got a very unthankful job, but he's responsible for putting the entire Budo card together, and I don't, just don't think he gets enough credit publicly. So, Derek, thank you very much for your 3 weeks of hell that you go through in putting the card together after all the fight cancellations and this, that, the other thing. It's appreciated, at least for the most part, from Jimmy and myself and the guys here that depend on you to put together a quality fight card. Marcos at Olaz, who's bought us banners, sponsored us, paid our way, got fighters their blood certificates and their health checkups, and Peter Lowe's for putting up with all of the stuff that he has to come in every morning and deal with when the fighters are here. So we appreciate all of that. And, of course, Pluto Fights, whom, full disclosure, I work for as well. Thank you, Paul Heatherman.
Well, Dave, I appreciate everything. You know I got mad love for you. I can't wait to see you just tear it up in the ring. And you have a wonderful night. Go relax, and I'll see you at weigh-ins, brother.
Skippy at MMA Madhouse. Carl Lopati, thank you very much for having me on. It's been a pleasure, and I hope that I can do this again. Be in debt.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And for everybody out there, I want to bring on one more guest before we run out of time. I know we don't got a lot left, but this is the man behind Budo Fights, the owner, Paul Heatherman. You there, brother? Paul, you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. Everybody, this is Paul Heatherman. He's the owner of Budo Fights. He's the man behind, you know, getting us our local MMA. He's got a great team underneath him, you know, with obviously, you know, Derek, who we talked. So, hey, Budo Fights 9, Budo Fights this Saturday. How excited are you, Paul?
I'm pumped. You know, I'm ready to go. Everything's coming together, and, you know, the vibes are strong. This is going to be a great one.
Now, you consistently get bigger and bigger audiences through your stream. I got to give you big, big props on your ability to put that out for all the fans who can't make that. And for everybody out there, BudoFights.com will have a free stream again for Budo Fights Night. How much of an investment have you put into that route?
Yeah, that's quite an investment. We've got it into high definition. We evolved into streaming into your handheld devices. We really want to get it out, you know, get the word out as well as get the quality out to the local audience and the regional audience and eventually the national audience to enjoy our quality fights.
Well, you know, me and Lopaki have been sharing all your previous events, highlight videos every day to try to get people to understand what kind of a great product you put out there when it comes to MMA. And you definitely, in my book, I know we have extra love for Budo Fights, but you definitely have the best amateur promotion in Oregon, hands down.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. We can continue to work on that. I mean, we've got, the number one flyweight fighting Alex Corrales this Saturday. We've got the number one, you know, featherweight, or I should say bantamweight, with David Covers fighting this Saturday. So we've got some top people getting in the cage to light it up. We're going to love it. We're going to enjoy it.
As a fan, is there any fight that you're looking for?
Is there any what?
Any fight you're looking forward to as a fan?
Picking up on Jimmy Smith, you know, I really am looking forward to his fighter Cameron Anderson fight. I think that's going to be a great fight. He's fighting Cody Hammond out of Alive MMA, and Alive always brings it. And so hats off to both of them. They both have very strong wrestling backgrounds. They're both, you know, in top shape. Very, you know, just very talented fighters, naturally gifted.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and for everybody out there, you guys can get tickets for this event if you're local. All through Central Oregon, there's a lot of locations in Bend, Sisters, and Redmond. You guys, if you don't pick them up there, you can pick them up day of. We've got about 3 minutes left before we run out of time. Paul, I want to give you a chance. If there's anything you'd like to say to the fans or tell them about your wonderful event that you put on, feel free to go at it.
Well, thank you. You know, big hats off to MMA Madhouse for supporting local MMA everywhere. We need more, you know, people with hearts like yourselves. We do have a sexy Halloween costume contest going on because we're close to Halloween. The semifinals will be chosen at Liquid Lounge at 8 p.m. Friday, right after weigh-ins. And then the three top finalists will come to the cage at halftime on Saturday at Budelfax to be chosen by the audience. And there's going to be, of course, prizes for the third, second, and first place.
Yep. Madhouse will be throwing in some hoodies and T-shirts for that for you guys to give
yeah.
to the fighters.
Huh.
So
perfect.
Just let,
looking forward
yeah,
to that.
Let all those fighters know that they want to fight extra hard to get that Madhouse swag.
No doubt, no doubt.
Well, you know,
okay.
Derek, same for you, brother. We got about a minute and a half left, so if you got anything that I've missed or anything you want to put out there, please feel free.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy and old man and I and Paul, you know, mentioned some of our sponsors. Just want to pick up a couple more. Healing in the Nation, Ben's Finest Cannabis Club, Boneyard Beer, Roaring Lion Energy Drink, Action Prints, A Plus Science, Max Muscle, Indoor Garden Supply, Starlight Pizza. If you're going to lose it all, call Paul. Hederman Bankruptcy Attorney, Central Oregon Trike, Kangoo Trike T, MMA Madhouse. I want to give a big shout out to my honey girl out there. Love you. Know you're listening. And again, my fellow Americans, we the people have a responsibility to ourselves, our family, our neighbors, our future generations. Educate yourself of what is going on. It's been going on for decades. All the pieces are coming together, and it's scary shit. So just be prepared.
And for everybody out there, if you want to really get educated, definitely check out this weekend, Lepaki and Skippy live from the studio together. We're going to be doing about an hour or so live stream talking about all the fights individually on the Budo Fights 9 card to help all you fans who don't live local know the fighters a little better. So, gentlemen, I want to thank both you. Paul, next time we got to get you on earlier because there's a lot I wanted to talk to you about with the previous events and fight matchups coming up in the future. And I thank you, Paul. I thank you, Derek. I thank Budo Fights for what you guys do supporting the community and giving us local MMA at its top. Lepaki, you got anything you want to wrap up with them?
Find me at Budo Fights. I'll be hanging out with Skippy.
Yeah, and I'm in the mood to give away some stuff, so I have as many people that show up, if somebody's going to get a free something. I guarantee it.
Oh, you already know that.
Paul, Derek, thank you, gentlemen. Everybody, Carl's going to have to go and pay some bills. I want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors that are stepping up to help Budo. Big shout-out to Visions, Smoke Shop in downtown Redmond, all your glass needs. Big shout-out to Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, getclinch.com. Big shout-out to Indoor Garden Supply. Thank you for the job every week. Carl, go for it, brother. Did we lose Carl?
I'm coming. I'm here. Everybody, please check out RevolverMMA.com. Brassbound World. Brawl Base. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards at GetClinch.com. Razorware. Intimidation Clothing. Tank Crimes. Global MMA Consulting. No Pain, Just Glory. Central Oregon Trike. TRIKKE. Combat Sports Insurance. Vision Smoke Shop. 24 and LV. Draco Sports. Triumph Fitness, Big T's Nightclub. That's a wrap, gentlemen. Great show.
And don't forget, you can get clinched when you come down to Budo.
Budo!
Time to disperse. Party's over.